Hi, welcome to HQAF. My name's Francis.
And I'm back, bitches. I'm Alana. And we're
best friends.
Did you guys miss me? I missed you. I'm so sorry I was gone. But I'm back. And today we're going to be talking about something really fun, I think.
We're talking about my bachelor week. Well, and by bachelor week, I don't mean my bachelor party.
That comes later. Don't worry, guys. There's going to be an episode on that.
Chris is gone for the past... Has been gone for the past week, and I've had the place to myself.
Yeah.
And I think this is maybe the first time I've been alone at home while Chris is gone. Like, it's been the other way around before. Like, I've been gone for my annual training.
Yeah.
And so he's had to man the fort here. But now it's my turn to kind of feel it. And here to talk about that and the craziness that's going
on.
The
regression. Yeah. The deferring back. So when I met Francis, you know, he was a bachelor back then.
I mean, yeah.
For the first, year and a half.
I mean, I guess technically I am now, right now. I am not married.
Oh, is that the technical term?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit. I probably should have read a dictionary before coming on the show. I'm sorry, guys. But, yeah, so, you know, there was a clear picture that I had of Francis before he started dating Chris. Because, like, any person who's in a relationship will say, dating people, like, changes your lifestyle, changes your habits a little bit. And especially, like, if you're living with someone, it just changes the routine. But of course, I knew Francis for a good bit of time before he had a new routine with Chris. And his life before dating Chris was a little different, I'd say.
She's saying this like with a look on her face.
I do have a look at my face.
Like I was a terrible person or something. Like completely,
you're not a terrible person.
Completely changed.
I mean, it suited me at the time. Because then we could just hang out and fuck around and just do whatever. We would go and have like Thirsty Thursday every Thursday, sometimes on Tuesday, or we'd hang out. I mean, I was teaching at the time, so I would teach, like, I would have this weird schedule, and then you got off work really early, or you would just like ditch work, maybe?
No. Oh,
Jesus.
I never ditch work, you guys, ever. God. Oh my God.
Just, like, hang out in the middle of the day, or just do whatever, though not watching movies, that still never happened. But, you know, we would watch shows together and eat certain types of foods. And it's been interesting to watch Francis kind of relive that in the last week. So, Francis, let's talk a little bit about your life before dating Chris.
Yeah, let's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Hit me with the hard stuff.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your eating habits.
Okay.
Because I have a very clear picture of that.
Hold on. Are we talking about...
So, Francis, be honest. What have your eating habits been like this past week? Well, I guess first, like, let's talk about a regular Friday night with Chris, like a typical what you would do, and let's talk about what happened this past Friday that you told me about earlier,
off camera. Yeah. So typical Friday night, Chris and I we're pretty much either going to be out, you know, with a friend catching up, or we're out traveling. I think that's been pretty typical of our summers this past, or this past summer is just like, that's our schedule.
Yeah.
On rare occasions, we'll probably, like, block out on the calendar a night in, mm-hmm. and we'll have, you know, a nice night in, we're watching a movie, we maybe make
watching
a nice
movie? Are you serious? You watch movies now?
Yeah.
We haven't seen a movie since February. Sorry, guys, this is a different episode. Continue. You'll watch a movie.
Yeah.
Without me. Got it. And.
And, you know, just have a nice night in.
Yeah. Little date night. Just hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real cute.
Oh, thanks.
So, how did that differ from this past Friday? So, it's your first Friday night alone, you know, without Chris.
Yeah.
You have the home to yourself.
I stayed in. specifically canceled... I didn't cancel plans with a friend, but my friend asked me if I wanted to hang out today. And I had known I wanted to do a night like this for a while now, but I just didn't have the opportunity because, you know, Chris just was always around. But I had the opportunity on Friday, and so I said, no. You know, like, I'm feeling like I need to decompress, and now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
And so I bought a bag of pizza rolls. Totino's hit us up for a sponsorship, yo.
Heck yeah, pepperoni type specifically, not any of the other stuff. We want a specific sponsorship of pepperoni Totino's.
That's all they pay us in.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Some pizza rolls, and I ate the entire bag in one sitting.
Wait, anything else? It was just
pizza rolls. Just straight pizza rolls, maybe a cider.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel? I mean, how does one feel when they consume an entire bag of pizza rolls?
You know, I felt good. So,
the first, that's great.
Yeah, the first plate was the best plate. You know, like...
It's like the first tie, right?
Yeah. And then I did the second plate. That was admittedly a little bit harder to get through. Like, I was struggling halfway through the plate. Yeah. I will say the next morning, I did feel very, like, oily in the skin. I had actually broken out in two places.
Wow.
Which is very rare for me, you know, like, I don't have acne.
Yeah.
And I just generally felt, like, unhealthy.
Bad?
Yeah.
Did it mess with your sleep at all, or no?
No.
Are you not affected by
it? I mean, and so, like, another thing I did was, like, stayed up very late.
Wow.
Watching the Super Nanny.
We'll get into that later, folks.
Yeah, but yeah, I stayed up late.
Wow. Which, is that typical for you? Or, like, what time do you typically go to bed when Chris is? Because that's something I've noticed in, like, living with Harley. We go to bed really early.
Well, so the thing with Chris is that he... Well, first off, like, I think when we've been together, he doesn't have very good sleeping habits. Like, well, not that he himself doesn't have it, but he just can't sleep well around me. And so, like, he doesn't get good sleep when I'm in bed with him. So he'll tend to sleep later in the weekends and earlier in just general than I do.
So he's asleep before you get into bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
So generally, that you don't...
If he's not, then he's a lot grumpier. So, you know, like, if he's sleep deprived...
Do you steal the blankets? What do you do that you just, like, make it horrible for him?
I think he's just a light sleeper.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was like, oh, don't touch me. Which I'm like, aren't you guys perfect then? Because you don't like to be touched either. Although I think you're different with significant others. Like, then you're cool with touch. But
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and so he... Yeah, so he usually gets to sleep earlier than I do.
Yeah.
And so, me, I can run off of, like, maybe 5 or 6 hours of sleep and still feel fine. And so I stayed up till maybe 2 that night and just... Like,
holy
watching
shit.
TV. Yeah.
Go, Francis.
I know. It was just glorious. Yeah. Glorious all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very representative of how you were when, you know, when you were single, when we were hanging out, you know, bachelor life. Pizza rolls were a frequent meal of ours that we would share together. Which, mind you, I never had a pizza roll until I met Francis. Because my mom kind of thinks microwaves are evil and doesn't believe in them and thinks, like... they're, you know, radioactive and you're gonna die if you use them. So I was always very cautious and confused by frozen foods. And I remember the first time I tried to make pizza rolls by myself, I burnt them in my microwave and there was smoke in my entire house. And yeah, it was a fire hazard. But I learned my ways eventually. I mean, of course, being friends with you.
When is the last time you had a pizza roll?
I don't know. Wait, remember that one time, like, a year ago? You came over to my dad's house. We were doing a wedding thing, and I was like, homeboy, do you want some pizza
rolls?
Right. That, I think, was the last time I had pizza rolls. It was with you. I think we... Well, actually, I was about to say, I think we encourage each other to eat pizza rolls, but clearly, you encourage yourself to eat pizza rolls, and I want to enjoy it with you. So, Francis, be honest, what have your eating habits been like this past week? Well, I guess first, like, let's talk about a regular Friday night with Chris. like a typical what you would do. And let's talk about what happened this past Friday that you told me about earlier.
Yeah,
off
sure.
camera.
Yeah. So typical Friday night, Chris and I are, we're pretty much either going to be out, you know, with a friend catching up, or we're out traveling. I think that's been pretty typical of our summers this past, or this past summer is just like, that's our schedule.
Yeah.
On rare occasions, we'll probably like block out on the calendar a night in, mm-hmm. and we'll have, you know, a nice night in, we're watching a movie. We maybe make
watching
a, nice
a movie. Are you serious? You watch movies now?
Yeah.
We haven't seen a movie since February. Sorry, guys. This is a different episode. Continue.
You'll
watch a movie.
Yeah.
Without me. Got it. And
and, you know, just have a nice night in.
Yeah.
A
little date night. Just hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real cute.
Oh, thanks.
So, how did that differ from this past Friday? So it's your first Friday night alone, you know, without Chris.
Yeah.
You have the home to yourself.
I stayed in. I specifically canceled. I didn't cancel plans with a friend, but my friend asked me if I wanted to hang out today, and I had known I wanted to do a night like this for a while now, but I just didn't have the opportunity because, you know, Chris just was always around. But I had the opportunity on Friday, and so I said, no, you know, like, I'm feeling like I need to decompress, and now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
And so I bought a bag of pizza rolls. Totino's hit us up for a sponsorship, yo.
Heck yeah, pepperoni type specifically, not any of the other stuff. We want a specific sponsorship of pepperoni Totino's.
That's all they pay us in.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Some pizza rolls. And I ate the entire bag in one sitting.
Wait, anything else? It was just pizza rolls.
Just straight pizza rolls, maybe a cider.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel? I mean, how does one feel when they consume an entire bag of pizza rolls?
You know, I felt good. So,
great.
Yeah, the first plate was the best. The best plate, you know, like...
It's like the first
so
time,
good.
Right?
Yeah. And then I did the second plate. That was admittedly a little bit harder to get through. Like, I was struggling halfway through the plate.
Yeah.
I will say the next morning, I did feel very, like, oily in the skin. I had actually broken out in two places.
Wow.
Which is very rare for me, you know, like, I don't have acne.
Yeah.
And I just generally felt, like... unhealthy.
Bad?
Yeah.
Did it mess with your sleep at all, or no?
No.
Are you not affected by
it? I mean, and so, like, another thing I did was, like, stayed up very late.
Wow.
Watching the Super Nanny.
We'll get into that later, folks.
Yeah, but, yeah. I stayed up late.
Wow. Which, is that typical for you? Or, like, what time do you typically go to bed when Chris is?
Because
that's something I've noticed in, like, living with Harley. We have been really early.
Well, so, the thing with Chris is that he... Well, first off, like, I think when we've been together, he doesn't have very good sleeping habits. Like, well, not that he himself doesn't have it, but he just can't sleep well around me. And so, like, he doesn't get good sleep when I'm in bed with him. So he'll tend to sleep later in the weekends and earlier in just general than I do.
So he's asleep before you get into bed?
Yeah.
So that you don't...
If he's not, then he's a lot grumpier. So, you know, like, if he's sleep-deprived...
Do you steal the blankets? What do you do that you just, like, make it horrible for him?
I think he's just a light sleeper.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like, oh, don't touch me. Which I'm like, aren't you guys perfect then? Because you don't like to be touched either. Although I think you're different with significant others. Like, then you're cool with touch. But
yeah.
Yeah.
No, and so he... Yeah, so he usually gets to sleep earlier than I do.
Yeah.
And so, me, I can run off of, like, maybe 5 or 6 hours of sleep and still feel fine. And so I stayed up till maybe 2 that night and just kind of, like, watching
shit.
TV. Yeah.
Go, Francis!
I know, it was just glorious. Glorious all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very representative of how you were when... You know, when you were single, when we were hanging out, you know, bachelor life, pizza rolls were a frequent meal of ours that we would share together. Which, mind you, I never had a pizza roll until I met Francis, because my mom kind of thinks microwaves are evil and doesn't believe in them and thinks, like, they're, you know, radioactive and you're going to die if you use them. So I was always very cautious and confused by frozen foods. And I remember the first time I tried to make pizza rolls by myself, I burnt them in my microwave and there was smoke in my entire house. And yeah, it was a fire hazard, but I learned my ways eventually. I mean, of course, being friends with you.
When was the last time you had a pizza roll?
I don't know. Wait, remember that one time, like a year ago, you came over to my dad's house, we were doing a wedding thing, and I was like, homeboy, do you want some pizza rolls?
Right.
That, I think, was the last time I had pizza rolls. It was with you. I think we... Well, actually, I was about to say, I think we encourage each other to eat pizza rolls, but clearly, you encourage yourself to eat pizza rolls, and I want to enjoy it with you.
And, you know, it's like some of my other shows that I like to watch, gay dramas... but specifically just dramas with gay characters in them.
And specifically only the gay character storylines.
Yeah, specifically only those. Maybe sometimes like either a hot character or a strong female badass bitch like character, like that.
That's probably why we haven't watched, or why you're not into movies, is that you like specific characters, or you like specific plots. Like, you like what you like, and you don't want to have to commit to the rest of it, would you say, or no?
So, I don't know why I can't commit to a movie theater. I think the movie theater has a financial cost that I don't like.
Oh, okay,
$15 a movie, living here in D.C., it's a bit much.
It is.
I do like movies, and I do enjoy a certain, like, the analytic aspect of it. You know, like, when you're in 11th or 12th grade and you're analyzing a movie and you're trying to figure out what the themes are and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like drawing that out in movies. And movies are a little bit nicer than film novels because they're short. You know, like, comparatively speaking, you can get through a movie in an hour and a half versus a novel, which might take you some, like, considerably longer, really.
Yeah.
You can kind of use that. And there's so much that a director can do to kind of draw themes. You know, like, I like the...
Yeah.
Film as a media, I perhaps don't like committing the time, and I don't like the cost.
Right. And when it comes to shows, you're just more specific in your taste. So would you say that you're going to be spending the rest of your bachelor week catching up on some other shows, perhaps?
I mean, you did remind me earlier of My Strange Addiction, and I am very interested in seeing where... they've gone, like, what
have they grown without you?
What new addictions have I not learned about yet? I remember, like, getting into it, and the first one that really kind of, like, shocked me, and I think this was back in college, so, like, almost a decade ago, was the woman that consumed her own pee. I don't even think she didn't just drink it, she, like, bathed in it,
Oh my god!
She washed her eyes in it.
Eyes open.
She literally had like an eye wash, and she like
stop.
Yes,
stop.
And you know those neti pots, those things that you put up your nose to kind of clear up your nostrils.
Oh god!
She used her pee in there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, look it up. It's on YouTube, y'all. Like,
yeah.
What was like so striking about this is like easily my favorite episode. And it's because they have this moment where she comes out to a friend, like comes out, like, she's like coming out, like, you're gay, but actually, like, she comes out and is like, I've been consuming my pee for the past several years. And she has that moment, and the friend is like, oh, is that why you smell like pee all the time? It's like, oh my fucking god.
She like sweats her own urine. That's all she does.
It's like, other like top list ones are the woman that is addicted to licking her cats.
Oh my god, that one. When you told me about that one, I cried laughing. It was so funny.
The woman who eats mattresses.
Yes.
The woman.
That one is. The woman who's in love with a fence or something.
Yes,
objects.
Yes.
Like,
objectum sexuals.
Yeah.
Should
we, like, lay on a fence or something? What did you tell me that, like, made me die?
Was that a My Strange Addiction episode or a documentary?
Oh, shit, a documentary on My Strange Addiction.
It might have been, I know it was a documentary. So
oh, really?
It might have also been a My Strange Addiction, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so this documentary centered around people who fell in love with objects. And so one of the subjects, she, like, had married the Eiffel Tower. And I guess part of the, kind of, like, a common trait among objectum sexuals is that they are... polyamorous, I think, like, or something like that. Like, they can fall in love. They can fall in love with multiple objects.
And, yeah, their spouses won't care.
Yeah, and so, you know, like, her...
What?
I'm sorry, that just made me laugh.
The Eiffel Tower doesn't care who you sleep with, you know, it's all good.
Well, so, like, her story, she fell in love with her bow and arrow, or her bow. She was a really good archer, and she had just, like, had this really strong connection with her bow. And I think her story went, like, she fell in love with her bow. Like, she realized that she was actually in love with the bow. Another segment has her, like, marrying the Eiffel Tower. And in it, she consummates her marriage with the Eiffel Tower.
Stop.
She's
she doesn't.
She's at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
No, no,
and
no.
She straddles a beam. Like, she's...
No.
She's straddling
no.
the beam and just, like...
No,
wow,
you didn't tell me this way. No, my God. Where's this documentary and how can I consume it immediately?
Where else do you think it would be?
YouTube? Francis doesn't pay for any video services. He's, like, not into paying for movies. He's not into paying for Netflix.
Probably, like, empty movies. I'm not mature enough.
Yeah, I'm not ready enough. Wasn't there one part where she's just, like, laid on a fence?
She
laid on a fence.
The documentary, like, takes, like, it actually captures footage of her, like, walking by a fence. And she, like, she feels, like, this connection to this white picket fence. And she ends up cutting a section of the fence to bring home with her. And it's, like, and it's not her fence. It's just some random piece of fence.
Did she get arrested? Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. No one knew.
But she just took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait, where can myself and our viewers find this documentary? Like, what is it called?
Honestly, I don't even remember. But I'm sure if you look up objectum sexual on YouTube.
Also, we apologize to any listeners that might be objectum sexual. This one's for you, but it's also not for you. What's wrong with you? I mean, sorry, but also,
So I think the documentary said there's maybe only like 10 people in the world like that. Maybe,
never mind.
I think.
That's probably not one of our 10 listeners. Sorry, not 10, 3. Hey, Mary Jo. Wait, oh, this is the outro. Are we...
No, this is not an outro anymore.
Oh, this is just
time
a segment.
Time to end the segment, Alana.
Yeah, it's time.
And, you know, it's like some of my other shows that I like to watch, gay dramas, but specifically just dramas with gay characters in them.
And specifically only the gay character storylines.
Yeah, specifically only those. Maybe sometimes, like, a hot character or a strong female badass bitch like character, like that.
That's probably why we haven't watched, or why you're not into movies, is that you like specific characters or you like specific plots. Like, you like what you like, and you don't want to have to commit to the rest of it, would you say, or no?
So, I don't know why I can't commit to a movie theater. I think the movie theater has a financial cost that I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
$15 a movie, living here in D.C., it's a bit much.
It is.
I do like movies, and I do enjoy a certain, like, the analytical aspect of it. You know, like, when you're in 11th or 12th grade and you're analyzing a movie and you're trying to figure out what the themes are and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like drawing that out in movies. And movies are a little bit nicer than film novels because... they're short, you know, like, comparatively speaking, you can get through a movie in an hour and a half versus a novel, which might take you, some, like, considerably longer, really.
Yeah.
You can kind of use that. And there's so much that a director can do to kind of draw themes. You know, like, I like the film as a media. I perhaps don't like committing the time, and I don't like the cost.
Right. And when it comes to shows, you're just more specific in your taste. So would you say that you're going to be spending the rest of your Bachelor week catching up on some other shows, perhaps?
I mean, you did remind me earlier of My Strange Addiction, and I am very interested in seeing where they've gone. Like, what
have they grown without you?
What new addictions have I not learned about yet? I remember, like, getting into it, and the first one that really kind of, like, shocked me, and I think this was back in college, so, like, almost a decade ago, was the woman that consumed her own pee. I don't even think she didn't just drink it. She, like, bathed in it.
Oh my god!
She washed her eyes in it.
Eyes open?
She literally had, like, an eye wash, and she, like...
Stop!
Yeah.
Stop!
And you know, those neti pots, those things that you put up your nose to kind of clear up your nostrils?
Oh, God!
She used her pee in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look it up. It's on YouTube, y'all. Like, what was, like, so striking about this is, like, easily my favorite episode. And it's because they have this moment where she comes out to a friend, you're gay, but actually, like, she comes out and is like, I've been consuming my pee for the past several years, and she has that moment, and the friend is like, oh, is that why you smell like pee all the time? It's like, oh my fucking god.
She, like, sweats her own urine, because that's all she
does. That's all she does. It's like, Other, like, top list ones are the woman that is addicted to licking her cats.
Oh my god, that one. When you told me about that one, I cried laughing. It was so funny.
The woman who eats mattresses.
Yes.
The woman.
That one is. The woman who's in love with a fence or something.
Yes,
objects?
Yes.
Like,
Objectum sexuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She would, like, lay on a fence or something? What did you tell me that, like, made me die?
Was that a My Strange Addiction episode or a documentary?
Oh, shit, a documentary on My Strange Addiction.
It might have been, so I know it was a documentary. So
oh, really?
It might have
been
a My Strange Addiction, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so this documentary centered around people who fell in love with objects, and so one of the subjects, she, like, had married the Eiffel Tower, and I guess part of the kind of, like, a common trait among objectum sexuals is that they are polyamorous, I think, like, or something like that, like, they can fall in fall in love with multiple objects.
And, their spouses won't care.
Yeah, and so, you know, like, her...
What?
I'm sorry, that just made me laugh.
The Eiffel Tower doesn't care who you sleep with, you know, it's all good.
Well, so, like, her story, she fell in love with her bow and arrow, or her bow. She was a really good archer, and she had just, like, had this really strong connection with her bow. And I think her story went, like, she fell in love with her bow. Like, she realized that she was actually in love with the bow. Another segment has her, like, marrying the Eiffel Tower. And in it, she consummates her marriage with the Eiffel Tower.
Stop.
She's
she doesn't.
She's at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
No, no,
and
no.
She straddles a beam. Like, she's...
No.
She's straddling
no.
the beam and just, like...
No,
wow,
you didn't tell me this way. No, my God. Where's this documentary and how can I consume it immediately?
Where else do you think it would be?
YouTube? Francis doesn't pay for any video services. He's, like, not into paying for movies. He's not into paying for Netflix.
Probably like empty movies. I'm not mature enough.
Yeah, I'm not ready enough. Wasn't there one part where she's just, like, laid on a fence?
She
laid on a fence.
The documentary, like, takes, like, it actually captures footage of her, like, walking by a fence. And she, like, she feels, like, this connection to this white picket fence. And she ends up cutting a section of the fence to bring home with her. And it's like, and it's not her fence. It's just some random piece of fence.
Did she get arrested?
Fence.
Yeah.
No, no.
Oh, wow. No one knew.
But she just took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait, where can myself and our viewers find this documentary? Like, what is it called?
Honestly, I don't even remember, but I'm sure if you look up Objectum Sexual on YouTube.
Also, we apologize to any listeners that might be Objectum Sexual. This one's for you, but it's also not for you. What's wrong with you? I mean, sorry, but also,
am I? So I think the documentary said there's maybe only like 10 people in the world like that. Maybe,
never mind.
I think.
That's totally not one of our 10 listeners. Sorry, not 10, 3. Hey, Mary Jo. Wait, oh, this is the outro. Are we...
No, this is not an outro anymore.
Oh, this is just segment.
Time to end the segment, Alana.
Yeah, it's time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.